Blog Talk Radio.
Shit, my prices just went up after this.
Yeah, I'm in that couple of weeks, turning heads, you heard me?
What did, boy?
Yeah, I know that already. We in this bitch doing shit they never done. Coco Red on the feet, you heard me?
I don't give a damn what a pussy nigga do. I cuff a bear on it till her ass turn blue. I been getting money, boy, that shit ain't nothing new. I cut your ass off like, bitch, who are you? Rihanna keep playing, I'ma give her this bitch. I ain't going up, deposit that check. So 100K, I'm the hottest in the D. I just let the nigga make it, cause the niggas ain't me. Been turning down deals since that year 03. Now DC Swain on the dick like 03. Night train the brand, boy, I gotta charge a fee. I'm the one that paying for it, but I keep it low key. Stop
Lil' mama ain't a nigga in the world like me. Been getting money 7 days of the week. When a broke bitch call, I just let that whole ring. Let them all know everything cost a fee. Must be damn, show ain't jelly. Lord than a bitch like Keisha off belly. It must be damn, show ain't jelly. You lord than a bitch like Keisha off jelly. Stop
Lil' mama ain't a nigga in the world like me. Been getting money 7 days of the week. When a broke bitch call, I just let that whole ring. Let them all know everything cost a fee. Must be damn, show ain't jelly. Lord than a beast like Keisha off belly. It must be damn, show ain't jelly.
Lame boy.
Lord than a beast like Keisha off jelly. Drop a queen.
She a bad little mama and I like this shit. Black car, Coco Red when it's matching fit. She can tell that I go do it like no other you did. Was silly, mention the kid, all the things that we did. I'm a fool, she know that I be making this topic once I drop it. These niggas hating, but they know I get poppin'. I got some moves, check out the shoes, I'm doing my thing. Even though that I'm in the game, you better not mention my name. I fuck with training, nothing ever changes. I be in my lane, don't give a fuck what they thinkin'. Syrup in my cup, got me still drinking. Fuck around, I give your ass
Lil' mama ain't a nigga in the world like me. Been getting money 7 days of the week. When a broke bitch call, I just let that whole ring. Let them all know everything cost a fee. Must be damn, show ain't jelly. Lord than a bitch like Keisha off belly. It must be damn, show ain't jelly. You lord than a bitch like Keisha off jelly. Stop
Lil' mama ain't a nigga in the world like me. Been getting money 7 days of the week. When a broke bitch call, I just let that whole ring. Let them all know everything cost a fee. Must be damn, show ain't jelly. Lord than a beast like Keisha off belly. It must be damn, show ain't jelly. You lord than a beast like Keisha off jelly. Drop a queen with me.
Don't fuck with your friends. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friends. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your partner, don't fuck with your friend. We get it in. problem. More snakes in the field.
I don't know your homie. Don't know his king. What you tripping for? We ain't never been friends. I'm from the O, baby. I don't know his friends. You get basic on me, so let's smoke your cheese. Turn it over for me, like you popped a pill. Make it dumb for me. I'm trying to see your body skills. He be capping, rapping. We ain't even cool. I be smashing dirt roads. I'm an active fool. I ain't cool with him. He don't know me. I stay jerking, girl. Nah, he ain't my homie. Got a thermal code. He don't know it. Since you capping, come and put it on me.
Tell that little nigga talking now. You don't know me now. We ain't friends. Little bitch being basic. Stay over there. Do that with your friends. Every day we bout a dollar. Whole lot of dollars. We get it in. Famo, what we call it. Live by the code. That's what it is. We get it in. Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. We get it in. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your.
Welcome to Top on it radio, baby. This is Back to Business 11. Yeah, that way, man, we jerking off the meat rack, man. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby. Big shout out, man, to our sponsors, man. Got to say, Polish to Perfection LLC, located in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Make sure y'all go through there if you're in Muskogee or around Muskogee. You're trying to get your ride detailed professionally, that tent laid on there. Make sure you go by and holler at Polish to Perfection LLC, man. Big shout out to Branch Off Records. Man, go to Branch, check out branchoffrecords.com, man. Check out branchoffrecords.com. Any type of product, any type of business, anything you trying to handle or you trying to do or get, branchoffrecords.com got you, man. So y'all make sure y'all go check out branchoffrecords.com. Also got to say big shout-out, man, to the Famo Nation, man. If it wasn't for the Nation, it wouldn't be no talk on the radio. You dig? So, man, we got a nice mix for you, man. We got to get into tonight, man. Big shout-out, Famo, Jag the Official, man. Big shout-out, Famo, Night Train, the brand, man. Both of them online, tuned in, man. Hey, y'all already know how we rocking, baby. Teamwork made the dream work. We fist to make this thing jerk, you dig? So the topic that we is going to talk on tonight, that we is going to touch, mental enslavement, right? Mental enslavement, man. And we're going to get into it. We're going to break down what mental enslavement is, and we're going to speak a little bit about mental enslavement, you're right? Because, you know, we got to do it. Because if we don't do it, who else going to do it, you dig? Man, that's how we do it here on Chop on the Radio, man. And if you want your music played for submission right now, man, hey, it's open. All you got to do is email us with your MP3s or your WAV format, choponeradio@gmail.com. That's choponeradio@gmail.com. Attention music placement, attention interview session, advertisement promotion. If you send in your music, make sure your song is labeled and every artist that's featured on that song name is attached with that as well. If it's just your name, then just put your artist name. Or if it's just one artist, just put that artist's name. Make sure that every song that you got a feature on, that you state their name as well, man. So when we give shouts out and things like that, man, we can make sure we're giving shouts out to everybody's contribution on that particular project, that particular track. You know what I mean? We want to make sure we 100K on our end, man. So make sure you put your name. Make sure you put your name on there. You feel me? You can put your label on there, your whatever, you know, your brand name or whatever. If you want to do that, that's extra. But if you, it's no problem. But make sure you put your artist name and anybody that you have featured on a song. If you submit 4 songs and you got features with 2 people on one song, 1 person on another song, 2 people on another song, 1 person on another song, each one of them songs, man, put the names of those featured artists, man, so they can get they shine and they representation too, man, for helping collab and make a beautiful project, you know what I mean, that you pushing, man, or whoever's behind pushing it. And, you know, it's just good business. It's just good business. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out, man, to my family, man, Ace and Lion, man, down there out there in Dallas, Texas, man. Hey, y'all going to be hearing from him real soon, coming live on the air, man, getting his interview session in right here on Chop on the Radio, man. It's been a long time coming. We're going to finally make that happen, man. So stay tuned for that as well. Got to say, man, we got a lot of things jerking, a lot of things in play, a lot of things in movement, man. So book your interview session with us now because it ain't nothing but elevation, baby.
It's our type of house living in the road. Our type of hurdles to jump over. Want to elevate out here. Fuck niggas want to hate though. We just want to elevate.
We're going on an elevator up, elevation. If they're hating, cause you're elevated. Let them see you sweat, never lose your patience. You can hate what you think about my elevation.
Ain't nobody getting murdered. I swear I didn't do it, and if I did it, then I didn't do it on purpose. I'm just trying to elevate. That's my motive. can I fold up? I'm looking to win and chop off the heads on all of the cobras. Stop fucking with niggas and stop giving time to a bitch that didn't deserve it. Before I take a big risk, I take a second to see if it's worth it. You ain't talking about no ends, being your friend just making me nervous. If you're real and ain't pretend, I'll be with the squad, just throw me a jersey. Elevators go further and further. Shit on the hater on purpose. I be jumping over these hurdles, tighten up on my shit like a girdle. Somebody tell me what the word is. Only one hustle, you're worthless. If nothing I'm doing is working, then I know where a brick or a bird is. Yeah, and I promise you I'm with the shit. Won't stop till all of my niggas rich. Fuck waiting on the government. We all got Glocks, knock, let us in.
We're going on an elevator up, elevation. If they hate you, cause we're elevated. Let them see you sweat, never lose your patience. You can hear me, you can't stop my elevation. Elevator up, elevation.
Elevate, bitch, I know you see me working. Why ain't you trying to help your man instead of doing everything to hurt me? You don't deserve me, and I don't deserve to be feeling lower than dirt. I kick the bitch to the curb and just elevate on my verbal, cause I know what I'm worth. Motivate me to go get my grind on. I need a chick to let me get my shine on. Go to the end of this earth for me. Go to church with me. Not just try to get a purse for me. Don't take it personally. Tryna go up and you bringing me down. I don't need no negativity around me. No, baby. No, I've been locked up again and again. Some of my enemies used to be friends. Won't let it bound me. No, baby. Just tryna elevate. But they don't wanna see me win.
No.
And everybody playing innocent. With all the slick hand trying to dictate while I elevate. Only meditating on elevating.
We're going on an elevator up.
I'm on an elevator on. No.
Cause you're elevating.
Let them
hate. Let them see you sweat. Never lose your
pain. And you're elevating.
My elevation.
All my needs are on an elevator.
body bucket drop, you straight from the top. And I know it's all love, love. Till you play with me and make me have to spill your blood, yeah. Am I so under? You can't trust. Keep your Glock on the waistline. It is a must. Where we come from, your worst enemy could be your best friend. Oh yeah, and your best friend, your worst.
Yeah, yeah, that bag talk, bag talk. You hear it? Huh?
I come back like I never left, niggas. I'm better than most of these niggas you hear all the time.
I'ma
walk with a full clip back on my bullshit. Ain't you no money, you still on my mind.
I'ma
handle the business, I'm getting these checks. Stacking the money just so I can flex. Listen, my Timberland step on their necks. These haters don't hate, but you know I'm the best. I've been in the game since you're younger, you know that I'm thugging. You either gon' hate it or love it.
Okay.
Said I mean it, I done it. It's all about money, and niggas just be out in front. Want me to fall, but I'ma stand tall. I'm about to ball just like on LeBron. I'm about to transform the mini, my brother to dunk. Cause it's bullshit that I'm on. I'm shining, my timing is perfect. You try to hurt me, then I'ma be lurking.
Okay.
Ain't gonna stop till I catch him in person. Look him in his eyes, then I'ma murk him. Back to my business, I'm back on my grizzly. Back to be trapping and hustling hard. I just be moving that work up and down to the grove. You catch me, walk out of your yard. My body got scars, my heart full of pain, but I am the same. I keep it 100. I just be getting blunted, counting money. My girl so bad that she don't be stunned. I tell the truth when I'm in the booth and spin that flame. And you niggas know that. You can be broke, I ain't trying to go back. You can find me everywhere that the dough at. Walk up on you niggas just like a doormat. Broke niggas, I ain't paying no mind. Focused on the bag, wasting no time.
No
turn the trap, niggas still living fine. Screaming yes because the world is mine.
Okay.
Get the money, run it up, I ain't lying.
Four
fives, we ain't doing no nines. Throw away, it's them a traceable crime.
You
can be posted up in the hood, up in the woods. A nigga like me trying to get it. They was on my head just like a fitted. Say they love you, but don't listen to critics. Stay 10 toes, don't move a pivot. Boss life, niggas know how I'm living. Get the money, don't get into your feelings. Bad talk while I run up these ditches.
I caught a bag today. You threw the bag away. Shorty a 10. She looking like anime. I'm going in. You had a tad delay. I never had to wait. You got an underlay. I caught a bag today. You threw the bag away. Shorty a 10. She looking like
anime.
I'm going in. You had a tad delay. I never had to wait. You got her own.
I get a bag and she get a bag and then we gon' spin it together. I'm about to change her to wealth. I'm changing her for the better. Heat on me just like a sweater. Mob shit, good fella. Walking with Glock Beretta. Flow so hot, this shit might just melt you. I get the bag, I get you the cash, and then I go hard just to get it. I keep that money on top of my mind just like it's a new era fitted. She by my side just like a 4-5, we more like Bonnie and Clyde. Whenever it's time to ride, she going in, she down the drive. I hop in the whip, I pop in the clip, and then we go get to the money. We looking at point, cause niggas is funny, they mad my bitch, she stunt. I hop in the whip, I pop in the clip, and then we go get to the money. We looking at point, cause niggas is funny, they mad my bitch, she stunt. Just get it.
I caught a bag today. You threw the bag away. Shorty a 10. She looking like anime. I'm going in. You had a tad delay. I never had to wait. You got an underlay. I caught a bag today. You threw the bag away. Shorty a 10. She looking like
anime.
I'm going in. You had a tad delay. I never had to wait. You got an underlay.
Papa chasing that brand new bag, I get it in. DJ Cali with the grind, all I do is win, win. I work the pot, not a block hot. 12 watches, new spot, new work, work the pot. Straight drop, now I'm back hot. Shorty's a 10, under the sheets we lay. She eat my cake up, she's my anime. Super thick with a curve in the thigh. Bottom chick that's down to ride. Love me long time and say she'll never leave my side. A block boy on the block, I fly with a different flock. Don't kick it with no lames, cause with lames I can't rock. I chop them rocks, the shape back don't stop. 24-7 around the clock, I chase that guap, I get it.
I caught a bag today, you threw the bag away. Shorty a 10, she looking like anime. I'm going in. You had a tad delay. I never had to wait.
No.
You got an underlay. I caught a bag today.
Hey.
You threw the bag away. Shorty a 10. She looking like
anime.
I'm going in. You had a tad delay. I never had to wait. You got an underlay.
You tuned in to the number one crown jerking show on the internet, baby. Talk on the radio. Back to business. Keep it jerking.
Get to the money, I get to the bag. I want the key to the city. I know they gon' hate me. Act coming in on a regular. Watch me. Break a pound down to a OZ. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. Back coming in on a regular. Watch me. Break a pound down to a OZ. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. Now, yeah, I'm on the block, why 7 cause the money keep calling. You run up on who? You gon' run up on me. Bang, bang, 4-5, keep walking. Hey, man, I can get you knocked off. Pay the price of the boat, pay the price of your life. Yeah, I ran up that money, got robbed for the pipe. Got snakes in my grass, pussy niggas ain't twice. 2020, I'm bringing the ass for. I put that bitch cause she asked for it. 2020, I'm bringing the ass for. I put that bitch cause she asked for it. All of my business, bitch, worry about you. I told her quit serving, I told her I'm a stew. Driving photo cars, but I want me a coupe. Driving photo cars, but I want me a coupe. Hey, man, I can get you knocked off. Pay the price of the boat, pay the price for your life. Yeah, I ran up that money, got robbed for the pipe. Got snakes in my grass, pussy niggas ain't twice. 2020, I'm bringing the ass for. I put that bitch cause she asked for it. 2020, I'm bringing the ass for. I put that bitch cause she asked for it. Get to the money, I get to the bag. I want the key to the city. I know they gon' hate me. Pack coming in on a regular. Watch me. Break a pound down to a OZ. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. Pack coming in on a regular. Watch me. Break a pound down to a OZ. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. 650, when I slide, we ride it. I'ma pull up with a big bag. Ran it up by myself, hold up. Can't fuck with a bitch, she ain't got cash. Ain't been so fucking ran off. Only sent two, so I know he got off. Catch him in traffic, hit him with a sawed off. Rockin' the sign, a nigga fuck with it. Hey, say, look, any reason, I gotta get it to serve a gas. I don't fuck with no Whitney. Took the profit, I fucked up and I spent it. Dropped the bag, I just watched from a distance. He won't smoke the bang, bang, call slippin'. Bad song, we gon' fuck over the witness. He won't smoke the bang, bang, call slippin'. Bad song, we gon' fuck over the witness. Hey, man, I can get you now, dog. Pay the price of the boat, pay the price for your life. Yeah, I ran up that money, got robbed for the fight. Got snakes in my grass, pussy nigga ain't twice. 2020, I'm bringing the ass for. I put that bitch cause she asked for it. 2020, I'm bringing the ass for. I put that bitch cause she asked for it. Get to the money, I get to the bag. I want the key to the city. I know they gon' hate me. Coming in on a regular, watch me. Break a pound down to a OZ. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. Back coming in on a regular, watch me. Break a pound down to a OZ. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. I know they gon' hate me. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Break a pound down to a OZ. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'. No, I ain't fucking with y'all. Bitch, wanna fuck, cause you know that I'm ballin'.
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Yeah! Night Train brand gang. BS2. Yeah! Hey, everything I do 100. I always gonna be 100. If your heart ain't right, I'ma keep it 100. If your record ain't jamming, nigga,
Face to face.
eat your ass alive. You like walking dead, bitch, your brain fried. Don't let them know. Friend game, boy, we bout to blow. In the streets, gunning like a real nigga. Fuck the jury, I'm a hood nigga.
She only fuck with niggas who be getting money.
Yeah.
I told her, baby girl, I'm getting money.
Look them in they soul every time I do a deed. If they fuck me up, them boys getting deep. Let they mama know. Trying to fuck the train, them boys had to go. Yeah.
Up next, we get off into our topic, mental enslavement, right here on Back to Business 11, baby.
Tell your mom and them,
been all day in my lungs.
Welcome to Chop on the Radio.
Say welcome to Chop on It Radio.
Welcome to Chop on the Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, world? It's your boy Bunky with Chunky Boy Entertainment. And right here, you get all the exclusive music right here on Chop on It Radio.
Hey, this YL Dallas. And I'm rocking with Chop on It Radio. Let's go.
It's a mighty, mighty situation. Night Train to Brain Game, by all the good boys. Hey, man, we here winning just like that. You know I gotta tune in to Chop on It, man. Yeah. Hey, soldier, take them out, man. We here winning just like that. Mighty, mighty situation.
Say what's happening. You already know this the Mr. Baby, 1033 South C. Catch me right here on Chop On It Radio, getting it jerking, baby. You can check us out from 8 to 10 or from 11:30 to 1:30. Tune in with us, 657-383-1231. Or jump online, get it jerking with us at blogtalkradio.com/Chop On It Radio. Now let's get it jerking, baby.
Hey, hey, how you doing? What's up, man? It's your boy, Stefan Jett, a.k.a. Stefan the Phenom. Check out my work right here on Chop on the Radio. Check out some of my pieces and some of my work, man. Just check me out whenever y'all get a chance. Appreciate it. Right here on Chop on the Radio. Holla.
What's happening? It's your girl, Sasha Blanco, all the way from St. Pistol Pete, Florida. Chop on it. Radio. Let's get it.
Somebody told me you were looking for me. Look here, player. I ain't gone nowhere. Look, I be tuned in to Chop on the Radio, man, while I'm out here, man. Look, it's good that everybody been looking for me, man. Red is back. Do you hear me? Red is back. I'm back in the country. I'm back here. I didn't need no passport. I'm here. But when I'm here, I'm tuned in to Chop on it Radio, man. It's your boy, Player Red, Pippin' Red, whatever it is. Red is back. Give me my sec, Rex. You know the rest.
Welcome back. To back to business, baby, right here on Chop on the Radio Network System, man, the only crown jerking radio show on the internet, you dig? So, man, right before the break, man, we said we was going to touch on a little bit about mental enslavement, you dig, and what's the meaning of mental enslavement, man, and a lot of people now, even in 2021, man, and pushing forward, because it's going to take a while. Or do have a mental slavery type mind state, man. So what it is mental enslavement. So what mental enslavement means is the mental slavery is a state of mind where discerning between liberation and enslavement is twisted, where one becomes trapped by misinformation about self and the world. Okay, misinformation about self in the world, man. So this simply means that they have remained imprisoned by old ideas, beliefs, and perspectives learned all those many years ago. The path to mental freedom is through conscious upgrading of your mind, right? Every breakthrough in history of the world started with a breakthrough in thinking, all right? So you can also be self-enslaving, you know what I mean? You could be going through that, man. So the often decisions made are so wrong that the person becomes aware of the fact that they was an available option with a lower opportunity cost. That past self made a bad decision, forcing the future self to deal with the consequences. So that's how you can think of it as well, right? So real fast, what are some quick things that you can work on to help you break from that mental enslavement, man? Challenge your own thinking. Challenge your own thinking. Pay attention to your thoughts, right? So not only are you challenging your thinking, you're paying attention to those thoughts as well. Become aware of the effect that certain words have on you. Become aware of the effect that certain words have on you. You dig? Prime example, personally, I don't like being called fam, and I know what it does for me. So I make sure I let it be known that's not what you call. I represent FAMO, that's family around me only nation. And it's going to be that way. Ain't going to be no change. What they say is up there and stuck there. You dig? And it just how it is, man. But I don't like that, right? So you got to learn to recognize when your thinking is being corrupted by your ego, right? So that's like saying, hey, man, with the whole me not letting people call me, I don't like people call me fam. That could, in the ego kind of way, I could be looking at, man, I'm better than that, man, or why do you, you know, like I'm looking beneath people. Nah, this is what you got to call me, like King Tut or something. Nah, man, that ain't the ego part. You feel me? It's what we stand on, what I stand on, what we stand on. You dig? So it's totally different. But it's other things, man, that you have to learn to recognize when your thinking is being corrupted by your ego. That's a big one right there. That's a big one right there, right? Like, say, people, you know, extended the olive branch to you or show love to you or helped you out on things, you know what I mean? And then say you catch fire or you start growing. You start jerking in your own lane. You did. But then you never, ever make it a point to show respect back to the people that put you up on game or did those things for you. Or even show a hint of acknowledgement that you appreciate, you know, setting that far or that help that they did. You got to learn to recognize when your thinking is being corrupted by your ego. So your ego is corrupting your way of thinking, right? Because, well, and it got to deal a lot too when people say about this unity. How can you unify with people that don't really want to be unified? What it is they want what's theirs, and they want that and everything that come along with that, but they don't want you involved on that, but they'll be involved on what you got going on, right? So you can create a situation. People can start out on whatever level they start out on, gain a little traction for what you created and allow certain people to be involved of. And because they letting a way of thinking be corrupted by their ego, then they start thinking they better than you, or they thinking they can do what you do, or they thinking they can outsmart you, outmaneuver you, or go around you, move you out the picture, because their ego then got fed. And no matter how people hide that shit, because people will hide that shit, man. They will hide that shit. Just like a wolf putting on sheep's clothes. They will hide that. So you got to understand and learn to recognize when your thinking is being corrupted by your ego. Be aware of the effect that certain words can have on you. Pay attention to your thoughts and challenge your own thinking. Right? Challenge your own thinking. Okay? So them things right there, some of the things you can do, man, to help you get out of this mental enslavement that a lot of people are in, you know what I mean? And with the mental slavery, the term, the whole term is really prominent, pan, what they call it, they like to say pan-African, pan-Africa, or whatever they try to use, you know what I mean? But the mental slavery is very real, man. It's very real, you know what I mean? The proportion of things that was put on the mental that has been passed down that socially and legally is so heavy and so tough, man. You got to talk about the mental enslavement, man, because it's an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing, right? Now, a slave is a person who is the legal property of another and is forced to obey that owner. Enslave or enslaved is a person is making someone a slave. So those words to other time I may be using a similar kind of notion, man. So you know what I mean? But to be mentally free, what is emotionally freedom? It means increasing your ability to love by cultivating positive emotions and passionately witnessing and transforming negative ones. It means keeping your center without absorbing the negativity of others. And we all are no masters of that yet. all of us, you know, haven't been the master of it yet. Even though we say, hey, man, ain't bothering me, this, this, and this, we human. We human. Right? And shout out to what Famo said, man. Like Famo Jagger Fisher said, mental enslavement. Also, you can look at it on up-to-date, right here in your face type of point viewpoint. It's being forced on the masses, man, through music, TV, the radio, social media, old media. You dig? That's what they about. That's what they about. And you perfectly right, Famo. That mental enslavement keeps pushing the narrative. And you can even break it down with hip-hop and versus any other genre. You see every time a rapper gets killed, you're going to see everything about that. Uh-oh, I'm being 200K now, right? But this is what we do right here on Top on the Radio, baby. So every time a rapper gets shot or something like that, they'll put that up there. Every time a boxer of minority of color, like we broke down to y'all with the president said, would be black if mulatto, one drop of blood, if any of that, then what they do, they show you all of that. They show you all of that, all the negative, all the mess ups to bring down the character, to break down the character. And see, in a lot of seasons, man, we talked about the what they will do, how they will tear you down, and the levels and steps they take. But at the same time, it's others, right, that do things, get arrested for DUI, you know, been smuggling, sniffing a little powder or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? And you won't see that. They won't push that in your face. The whole Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder thing is going on right now. People don't pay attention to what's really going on. That's a form of mental enslavement because what they want, they wanted you to turn against what people say was the one of the best heavyweights to go down because he got the best knockout rate. So, I mean, you know, your opinion on that is your opinion on it. But what did they want, man? Look how they drug him. Look how they drug him. Right? And we fit, a lot of people ate into it, a lot of people paid into it and bought into it, right? Because that's been that mental enslavement that they've been pushing, like Famo said, with old media, basically is what it is with old media, for years, right? But then, on the other hand, you look at Tyson Fury, this is clear cut. Look at how many times he's been dirty. Look at how many times he's been cheating. Look at how many times there's people that came out. And now, and if you've been following this whole COVID thing, lies after lies after lies, right? And in 2021, Ring Magazine put him on the cover for Boxer of the Year. Further pushing that enslavement, man. Further pushing their narrative. It's the mental enslavement. And they ain't changing it, ain't stopping it. It's still there. And it's still pumping, and a lot of us don't realize that we operating inside of a lot of mental enslavery, enslavement actions, man, and viewpoints. Right? We're looking at each other, man, and that saying that you can't break or you can't come together, man, and break bread, or saying that you can't get over certain things that's in the road, man. All that, man, is a form of mental slavery, man. Even when it comes right down to your politics, to your voting, to all of that, man. They push that mental enslavement through the masses to you. It's the form of control. And then if you start talking about the workforce, come on, man. It's more evidence than that. But we're going to touch back on this, man. We're going to give you a little break and let y'all cool down for just a little bit. We're going to come back and we're going to get deep into it, baby. Let's go.
Oh yeah, it's Mu U, baby. Oh, this hair, this shit, this feel good. This is what I like, man. Turn up, summertime vibes, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get to it.
Yeah. Hey. Top down when it's sunny, fresh fade in the breeze. You can catch me whipping, bending corners with ease. If you ain't talking about money, nah, you ain't talking about me. Can keep your talk because your talk is cheap. Top down when it's sunny, yeah. Fresh fade in the breeze. You can catch me whipping, bending corners with ease. If you ain't talking about money, nah, you ain't talking about me. You
can keep you talk because you talk head to deliver. My shit smooth as a river. Boy, ain't no loser, we winners. And I'm the same confident, cool every day. Whether I got $7 or seven figures. Ooh, go figure, had to go figure it out. The path of success, switching my route. I ain't mad that I figured it out. I don't know what it is that they about. Top down when it's sunny. Fresh fade in the breeze. You can catch me with my enemies. When it's with me, if you ain't talking about money, you ain't talking about me. You can keep your talk because it's talk you see. Top down when it's sunny. Fresh fade in the breeze. You can catch me whipping, bending corners with ease. If you ain't talking about money, nah, you ain't talking about me. You can keep your talk because your talk is cheap.
Count that brick. Count that brick. Count that brick. Nah, ask that shook, baby. Count that brick. Count that brick. Count that brick. Nah, ask that shook.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, chop that shit up.
Boss cash in this bitch.
This young nigga ballin'. I came from the trenches, I gotta go get it. This young nigga ballin'.
Okay.
Came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin'.
Long way.
I got these four niggas hatin' on me, cause a young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
I came from the trenches, I gotta go get it. This young nigga ballin'.
Okay.
Came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin'.
Long way.
I got these four niggas hatin' on me, cause a young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
This young nigga ballin'.
I'm ballin'.
This young nigga ballin'. This young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
The stay in one spot, bitch, I'm hitting the room when that money be callin'. I'm really vibin', I'm blowin' this pressure, that shit got me
coughin'.
Applying the pressure when I'm on the beat, yeah, I'll do this shit off.
Do it all.
I'm just stacking this money, perfectin' my car, yeah, this shit getting better.
Real shit.
Had to cut off these niggas and cut off these bitches, cause they bein' extra.
Cut them off.
You can't compare to me, we not the same on a whole nother level.
Turn off.
I told myself I can never go broke, so I'm chasing the cheddar.
Run it up.
Every damn day I'm gon' grind for my best, believe I go all in. Shit on you niggas every damn day, young nigga be ballin'. Every damn day I'm gon' grind for my best, believe I go all in. Shit on you niggas every damn day, young nigga be
ballin'.
This young nigga ballin'. I came from the trenches, I gotta go get it. This young nigga ballin'.
Okay.
Came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin'.
Long way.
I got these four niggas hatin' on me, cause a young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
I came from the trenches, I gotta go get it. This young nigga ballin'.
Okay.
Came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin'.
Long way.
I got these four niggas hatin' on me, cause a young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
This young nigga ballin'.
Young nigga ballin'.
This young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
You can tell that I'm ballin', them niggas be ballin'. The suit on my end and them niggas be fallin'. The guy with the same that I live in New Orleans. Promises is with me, them answers be fallin'. Skip the whole line like you know that we ballin'. The way that I'm ballin', I'm summoning Kobe. Sing with the coca like I done caught COVID. I score with the rock like I'm haters be blocking, but left the boy open. The sense is a journey, I cannot lose focus. The leather ain't open, you know that I'm broken. Niggas so loud, cause they know what we smoking. Shout out my G's and the homie that's broken. Shout out the B's on the block and they bleeding. Police behind them ain't stopping, they speeding. We broke in my city, that's the only evil. I see they all struggle, but all for my people. I'm back to the bubble like NBA players. Back to the finals like I am the Lakers. Don't know they part, these niggas is extra. These niggas be fakers, independent, but I move with the majors. The way they balling and they shit is contagious. Cause money calling, that's the reason they hate us. These niggas is falling. Right off the stages, shit that I put up, did it in stages. Thought that I brought it, young nigga ballin'. Young money, yeah, you know that we yallin'. Young money, yeah, you know that we yallin'. Bitcoin, Litecoin for the profit. It just got in. And the money, yeah, you know that it's poppin'. Get some money, cause you know that it's poppin'.
This young nigga ballin'. I came from the trenches, I gotta go get it. This young nigga ballin'.
Okay.
Came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin'.
No way.
I got these four niggas hatin' on me, cause a young nigga ballin'. This young nigga ballin'.
Drake Banks featuring Trina. Yeah, that's right, boyfriend and girlfriend. Right here on Top on the Radio, back with me.
If I was your boyfriend, yeah. If I was your boyfriend, if I was your boyfriend, yeah, yeah, yeah. If I take you out. Show you a good time. Smoke on some good pine. Always at your phone line. I would do things for you that you never had. I would go all in my bag. Make your ex really mad. Girlfriend, girlfriend. I could be your boyfriend. Oh, I could be your toy friend. Watch y'all nigga be working. Turning around. I'ma look it up and down. Yeah, baby, that's that sound. I'ma do better than your ex do. Watch, baby girl, I flex you. Get up in your world when I sex you. Bring a lot of pain when I test you. You won't find another nigga like me. My sex game coming real spicy. I know that you really wanna bite me. These other chicks wanna try me. If I was your boyfriend, if I was your boyfriend, yeah, yeah.
If I was your girlfriend, yeah, yeah. If I was your girlfriend, yeah. Trina, if I was your girl, we'd be one forever. Me plus you equal us forever. Nice trips, bag cars and shoes, 5-star dinners, elite friends and shoes. Yeah. I'm a buff, but you bigger. Yeah. We compliment each other, I claimed you my hitter. Weight splitter, you die for me, lie for me. You would never make me feel like you wouldn't ride for me. Long term, this ain't no week. Hit the first night, then it's over by the weekend. No sneaking, money on the dial. Diamonds on the wrist, tell the driver, Mr. Child. If I was your chick, one thing for certain, I ain't never gonna snitch. Never gonna lie, never gonna cheat, cause I understand everything don't start sweet. I'ma do you better than your ex do. I'm a whole vibe, I can bless you. Always on your mind when I sex you. All them other bras in your rear view. You'll never find another chick like me who get into them checks like Nike. I know why your exes wanna fight me, and I know your homeboys wanna bite me, bite me.
If I was your boyfriend,
if I was your boyfriend,
yeah.
If I was your girlfriend, yeah, yeah.
If I was your girlfriend,
if I was your boyfriend,
if I was your
boyfriend, yeah, yeah.
If I was your girlfriend, yeah.
Welcome back to Back to Business 11, baby, right here with the Mr. representing that Femo Nation, man. Y'all already know. So check this out, man. This has been the topic, right? The topic being mental enslavement, right? To mental slavery, right? So I'm gonna break something down for you. Vibe with me, man. Mental slavery, the real unbreakable chains, worse than physical chains, right? So check this out. This quote right here, man. Somebody said this. Carter G. Woodson, man. Carter G. Woodson. When you control a man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his actions. You do not have to tell him not to stand here or go yonder. He will find his proper place and will stay in it. You do not need to send him to the back door. He will go without being told. In fact, if there is no back door, he will cut one for his special benefit. His education makes it necessary. Carter G. Woodson, right? So mental slavery, man, is far more sinister than physical slavery because the chains are invisible. And this right here, man, I'm breaking you down, man, bringing this is a report that was put out there, man, and it's by Alika Shahanda, you know what I'm saying? So just check it out, man. Say the mental slavery is far more sinister than the physical slavery because the chains are invisible and are transmitted across generations. If African slavery was only physical, African people would have, within one generation, been able to skip the plethora of social economic issues which plague African people globally the second the chains came off. But it's far more complex than that when we are dealing with mental trauma. And a lot of things happen to Africans after slavery to contribute to our deteriorating condition, including so-called integration. Hey, let's just cut to the chase and run the test. If you are someone more concerned with how racist Hollywood is than supporting conscious media, new media, got to throw that in there, why is it so hard for people to just support the little we do own that represent us? Then why do people keep complaining? Because that is the nature of mental slavery. It only wants to be a victim. For all the African historians who have dedicated their life to teaching us history, they would rather complain someone has hidden our history. They're more worried about how the Chinese are busy taking over African textile industry, yet do not buy authentic African clothes. This is how you know you're dealing with a mental slave. A mental slave, and that's just an example. A mental slave is forever looking inside the white world for justice. And nothing you tell them can make them see their role in their condition. It is always externalized to someone else. They call themselves all kind of names, but never do they offer their money to build anything tangible. They only tell you what to boycott, never what to support. And this is the greatest sign of an enslaved mind. Do not worry if they scream, we want reparations or kick the white man out of Africa. They are still the exact same mindset as the so-called Negro sellouts. Right? So you struggle to unchain the chained up African mind. That is the programming. And it's a special kind of programming that protects itself from being reprogrammed like RAM. It cannot be written to. You try to show people the way out and like an elastic band, they go right back to being Negroes and blacks living inside the Eurocentric reality, hoping one day to be accepted. They're more worried about how the Chinese are busy taking over the African textile industries, but they don't buy the clothes, man. This is just an example. You know what I mean? This is an example, man. So mental slavery is a state of the mind where discerning between liberation and enslavement is twisted, where one becomes trapped by the misinformation about self and the world. Someone can claim to be conscious. They can read all the books. They can recycle popular rhetoric, but still be unable to balance real-world priorities and self-interest. They are always negative and suspicious of conscious work, always seeking to tear down and foster confusion. If you give them water to quench their thirst, they use it to drown themselves. If you give them a rope to climb out of their situation, they use it to hang themselves. That's what Alik Shahada said. So slavery and other institutionalized forms of targeted race-based oppression has caused certain symptoms of dysfunction in the African community, which has been reinforced in each generation. The legacy of slavery has promoted and nursed the direct association between being African and being inferior, being African and being unequal, incapable, and less worthy. It also permits ways of thinking which continue to impede growth and development, such as cultivating dependence and reactive behaviors. More continent to be a best and an observer complaining about the world as opposed to being a change agent in the world. Continue to be history's permanent victim. Every possible solution is dismissed with yet another trite excuse. Right? So you got to emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. And that came from, man, one of the greatest of all times, Bob Marley. So mental slavery affects how people see their own reality. This manipulation has always been through social media. This manipulation has always been through mainstream media, which you can call your old media, religion, and education. Femo just told y'all, man, mass media, pushing agenda through the mass media. This manipulation has always been through mainstream media, old media, religion, and education. So the opinions about reality are sourced without any suspicion from the same, very same people that said Africa was bursting with primitive cannibal savages, a place of no history, a place of no humanity, the dark and savage continent. And then via the mass indoctrination devices, that very same imperialistic colonial powers are still, without change in strategy, stating that without Western help, you have no hope. Our ways are the best ways. Our goods are the best goods. And our human rights, a.k.a. quest for more oil, are good for you. You are better off with us than with your own people. People remain gullible to the gospel of their former enslavers, despite all the sordid history and evidence. So the root of mental slavery is ignorance, resulting in the poor grasp of information about self and the world to a function to one's full human potential, man. When someone is mentally enslaved, he does not understand that the guys dressed in fire protection gear with fire hose breaking down their door to rescue them from the fire and saving them. That is why mental slavery is worse than physical slavery, because at least during physical slavery, you got on board the slave ship and started breaking the chains and taking people back to Africa. They would all thank you and call you liberator. Today, trying to free people mentally enslaved, you get called names while they run away from you and deep into oppression. So we're going to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery, because whilst others might free the body, none but ourselves can free the mind. Mind is your only ruler or sovereign. The man who is not able to develop and use his mind is bound to be the slave of the other man who uses his mind. Repeat that real one more time, man, because we're getting a real deep in 100K, man. We're going to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery, because while others might free the body, none but ourselves can free the mind. Mind is your only ruler, sovereign. The man who is not able to develop and use his mind is bound to be the slave of the other man who uses his mind. That came from Marcus Garvey. Yeah, man, no blow up over here, man. When we get down with it, baby. You did. That came from Marcus Garvey, man. So it is critical, man, that we understand the slave mind, not the slave mouth. It is critical that we understand the slave's mind, not the slave mouth, because you can train someone to say anything. They can say, I'm 100% for transforming African people, but deep inside, the mind is that little slave who only wants a more comfortable cage for you. When, like, the African or the descendants of African Americans, man, and, you know, that the whole our lineage and bloodline and African economics hit reality, man, what they do, they freeze up and they go into their slave attack mode so they can preserve that cage environment. During slavery, the scraps of leftovers of food and apparel went to the enslaved Africans, right? So today, the crumbs that the fat from the used bones of all propaganda still are staples of the diet of the subaltern. Blind allegiance to a system which has no recourse to any sort of higher human values. Cultus Ace, celebrated and applied by free men and women under independent flags and anthems all over the world, almost oblivious. To the reapplying the machinery of oppression. Come on, man. Come on, man. You're getting too real, baby. Just real, man. We kicking nothing but facts, man. I'm talking about mental enslavement, man. Let's bring on Night Train the Brand, man. No, Night Train the Brand, check in with him, man. We can get his thoughts on this real quick. Night Train the Brand, all the way from Dallas, Texas. Tell me what's good with you.
Not trying to bring a running game by all of that, boys. Muddy situation. We heard winning just like that. Coco Red on me. Make them hate on me. Soldier, this good here, man. This shit I didn't know, bro. I don't want to be mentally slave, man. I want my mind free. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want none of that, bro. I want to be free, bro. For real, you hitting some real good, deep-ass subjects, bro. So I like the shit you talking about, bro. And they can now go research this shit, man. So y'all tuned in to the realest radio station on the land, man. Real talk, man. We appreciate y'all. Y'all keep tuning in. I'm out here in this green room chilling, listening to soldiers speak these facts. We got the dopest researchers in the land, bro. Y'all want some shit researched, man? Holla at Soldier, we got you. Stop playing with us, man. Soldier, keep getting in this dirt, though, bro. That's what I like to hear, bro.
Straight up, man. Let's check in, man, with Jack the Official, man. Femo, man. Jack the Official. What's going on with you, Femo?
Man, salute, Femo, man. What's good? What's good? What's good?
Man, excited to be back jerking, man. Excited to hear your voice, man. What's going down?
Y'all, man, tuning in, bro. I be tapping in with you, too, man, from time to time. I be on the laptop, though. When I'm, you know what I'm saying? But I'm free, man, trying to get things back in order for myself, man, and the whole gang, man. But yeah,
on that
mental enslavement, bro. You know, it's a lot, man, that people really don't really recognize because they so focused on material things, man. They miss the whole propaganda, man.
They do, bro.
You know, mental enslavement. It's a lot of different things, man, that we could tap into, man. When it comes to that subject right there, man. Like, I mean, we just say 2021 and 2020, for example, with this COVID-19 stuff, you know. And then,
you kicking it into a 100K zone right now, Femo. Now you should kick it into
Saying, man, it's called population control, man. They scare the masses, man, and weed out the weak, man.
See, Femo, they what was they talking about all across the board? What were they talking about? Being overpopulated this, being overpopulated that, right? Remember they was talking about it. They came out and they was talking about it big. But what old media does, just like you said, through their practices of mental enslavement, what happened? They made everybody forget about it real quick.
Yeah, because look, think about it. We had a whole year of being inside, you know. Now the numbers is dying down. So what is them saying? Is COVID-19 not as deadly as it was last year or what? You know what I'm saying? These folks walk around without masks on. They don't want to take vaccinations and all that. But I say, man, propaganda.
And now look what's going on. They got the new variant.
Right. But I mean,
we just told on the show a couple shows ago where it was a case of monkeypox down in Dallas. First case has been in the U.S. in 2 decades.
Yep.
Right.
Monkeypox, man. So, like you said, Femo, man, I was just, you know, tagging in on what you said. Go ahead.
But I mean, that's the real, though. You know, it is. But we don't want to do our research if it ain't about a dollar, man.
And that's real. Would you say, Femo, would you say us prejudging us before we even know us, would you say that's a effects of certain types of mental enslavement?
Well, indeed it is. Because you think about it, man, our people was oppressed by the masses, man, for generations, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit was starving, then it get in your DNA, and it go in your DNA, it transfer and train, it take a real strong individual, like, say, take you, soldier, take a real strong individual, bro, like yourself, to break a trend that's been going on for generations. And then it's even harder on you to try to be the one to keep new trend going, because you're going to be like a black sheep in the family.
Because they're going to use trying to break this shit up, and that ain't even the case. It's just trying to elevate the bloodline, but
the bloodline don't see it
that way. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, just speaking on what Brand was saying right there, for example, you know, we talk about how the Bible been tainted and diluted and watered down, but you also got to understand there's still some truth in it too, right?
Right.
So if it's still some truth in that book, and that book teach you about generational curses, man, it got to be real somewhere in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Because what a curse is a type of enslavement.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you look up the root of that word for what it is, a curse is a type of enslavement. You have been cursed. You've been enslaved to something that you didn't take upon yourself willingly.
Y'all getting this right here on Chop on the Radio. Back to business, man. You can't get this, man.
You know, so, man, it's how you view life. You know what I mean? You can either live in the box, or you can live outside the box. If you're living in the box, you crab in the barrel, just like everybody else. You know what I'm talking about?
Boy, you said some real shit there, 100%
but I'm saying, now, if you're living outside of the box, then you different. You know what I'm saying? You become a threat to society. Why? Because you're not living in the form or fashion that they want you to.
Think about this, for example,
all right? They've been sending blacks to prison by the masses for years and years and years. But guess what, though? Now they giving little Billy Joe them the same time they giving blacks. Now why? Because Billy Joe not living up to the same white standard that everybody else is. You see what I'm saying? So guess what?
So if
mental enslavement is not a thing, then why, you know what I'm saying, why are we seeing trends? You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's all about opening your eyes, man, to paying attention to what's going on around you.
There you go.
You know, if you work on a job for 10-plus years, you become accustomed to the standard of that job. You know what I mean? Why? Because that's their standard. If you live outside of that standard, you're not going to make it that long.
That's about as real as you can get. Right there.
But we ain't going to look at that right there, because, man, music got us chasing the bag and walking around with a pole or a stick. You know what I mean?
Think about this. You got the girls going to Megan's and shit.
Right. Let me see.
You
bust the challenge. You know what I'm saying? Social media is a great tool, but it's also a grave asset, man. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by grave asset is it helps in a way, but it's also killing a lot of, you know what I mean, potential in the youth, man. Because they're becoming accustomed to trends, man, mental enslavement. Everybody else doing it. I might as well do me a TikTok, too.
Yeah.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
But I mean, you know, it ain't chop on it if we don't chop on it, Famo.
And that's real. Now tell me what y'all think about this that Marcus Garvey said. I mean Marcus Garvey said, man. When Marcus Garvey said, we're going to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery, because while others might free the body, none but ourselves can free the mind. Mind is your ruler, your sovereign. The man who is not able to develop and use his mind is bound to be the slave of the other man who uses his mind. Tell me what y'all think, related to what we're talking about.
I got a question. All right, so on that, you think about this. How many black patent owners do you know from the old days? It ain't many. You know why? Because of fear. So because of fear, inventions that our people created have other people's names on them.
Yeah.
Well, why? Because that's the mentality that they beat into us. So you figure if you kill the head, the body gonna follow, right?
Yeah, come on with it.
But if
come
you,
on
but
with
if
it.
You enlighten, if you enlighten the mind, guess what? The body still gonna follow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, Sergeant, he hit it on the head, bro.
He did.
I
you
mean,
know,
God dang.
So
and
like,
it's just like what Elite Shahada said. If you get in water to quench your thirst, they're going to use it to drown themselves. You get them a rope to climb
right,
out of that situation, they're going to use it to hang themselves, man. It's the mental enslavement, but you get accustomed to it because it's been embedded in you.
Right. But then, too, I want to put my little two cents in. Hell,
yeah.
If the dude is mentally enslaved, and this one is free, hell yeah, he going to work that nigga to death. Cause he fucked up in the head. Somebody gotta leave this nigga.
Man,
if he don't get leave, he gonna get go out here and be reckless, and we can't have recklessness. So I gotta leave this nigga.
Think about what been going on with the whole big homie situation and shit like this. When you got people like you said, if you a mental slave. Man, then another person who is operating and using a mental, you're going to be basically under that person's guidance or direction or whatever it is, or you just lost out here. But
right.
If you look at it in our community, right, it's people
man,
that's in those positions
word.
That could push something different than mental enslavery, but we steady push the same mental enslavery to our next generation and our next generation, not realizing that we not changing the problem. We just keeping the mental enslavery growing and growing and growing. But that's what they designed it to do. We got to break that.
Prime example is, man, Call of Duty, man. In real life, you ain't no gangster if you ain't got no body count. That's a damn lie. That's the perfect form of mental enslavement, man.
Yeah. Come on with it, man. Speaking of English, speaking of
I mean, I'm telling you, bro, we could chop on this subject right here for hours and hours and still find, you know what I'm saying, forms of mental enslavement. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Because, see, you can be a millionaire and still be mentally enslaved. And if they can't say it's money, because it's millionaires
right.
who killed themselves like the Mrs. Doubtfire
right.
dude. Nigga had millions
mm-hmm.
of dollars, and he killed himself, bro. Like, money ain't
mm-hmm.
got nothing to do with mental enslavement. Let's get that shit understood. Have
That's
nothing
real.
To do with money. Mental enslavement is just fucked up. I mean, it ain't fucked up. It's,
go ahead.
Yeah. I don't want to say it's fucked up because it's just mental.
It
you feel what I'm saying? It's mental.
Yeah.
It's messed up, but it's mental. It's not fucked up. It's just a situation.
But see, you got to think about it. It came from being from people being oppressed. You know what I mean? So people being oppressed, you know what I mean? That's where it stemmed from. But another a big one, right? And we all on the phone. We didn't all been alive long enough to see this, okay? Remember when anytime you seen a woman on a magazine or on promotion, commercial, or something like that, right? The real popular ones, the women were always, what, skinny and thin or petite.
Right.
Right? And in rap videos and stuff like that, you never really seen a lot of dark women as far as playing like lead roles or up front in the videos and things like this. It was always like a thinner woman, brighter skin, right? And with the industry and with this music stuff, what are a lot of the females that are darker skin or more melanated? What do? They do things to make themselves look lighter. This is a form of mental enslavement.
But
they make you think.
If you look, man, like most of the popping female artists, think about it. They light skin, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
The dark skin one.
And
they stopped that after, man, like who? Foxy Brown, I think, man, I mean, I think Foxy Brown, it might have been a couple more after her, but it seemed like
it's
still
JT girl now popping.
Who that?
The JT girl, the young Miami. What's her name?
Yeah. I know you're talking about. I can't think of her name, though.
But see, it's so many of them trying to change the game, and trying, but man, it's still old media still got a hook on it, though, soldier.
You still got
the Channel 4s, the Channel 5s, you still got the big FM stations. That's all been bought by old media. Come on now.
And it's all still
mental enslavement, man. You still
We were just talking about the Sha'Carri Richardson situation.
Right. Man, that's a great example right there.
That's a great example.
They televised her, you know what I'm saying, breaking, you know, setting records and whatnot to go to the Olympics and whatnot, but they crucified her ass publicly.
Come on.
Yeah, it's going to take a longer time to get that image. It's going to take a long time to take PR control of that, man.
Mm-hmm.
See, the damage been done, man.
But think about it. Just think about it. And this ain't on no... We talking about mental enslavement, so everybody listening, that's what we on. It ain't outside of the context. It's in the context. You think about it, though, man. Every time it is somebody like that we relate to that's in a position of power, in a position of persuasion, in a position to have the power to maybe change people's lives, change the youth direction, change people's lives for the better, or inspire them, you know what I mean, to want to be better. What happens, man? As soon as they slip, what happens? Like you said, they crucified him. That's one of their tactics. That's one of the ways. Yeah, because that goes outside of the mental enslavement narrative they've been pushing, man. Because, she done made it. She's successful. She from wherever she from. She looked like what she looked like. Oh, shoot. That right there is more powerful. Just the look is more powerful and inspiring to more people who look like her. Can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say, in 2021, man, ain't too much then changed when it comes to mental enslavement.
Why you think they took power away from the people?
Come on.
Remember the government. Remember it used to be we the people.
It's
not we the people no more. It's we the government. We set the standard for everybody. If you don't like it, then move to another country.
And see, this is why we broke down when we started off with K-Talk. We started off with certain figures that we did. And y'all know we always like to go to the root of what caused these things or how these things start and things like this. So real quick, just I'm going to touch on this with the oppressed, man. So with being oppressed, you know, basically, man, the mentally slavery box is the connections between us and liberation, right? So what being oppressed means is, in the broadest terms, is the occupation of ethics, logic, culture, thought process, long-term thinking, critical thinking, and those of the oppressors, right? So the beauty standard, which is applicable in European aesthetics, the transfer without modification, regardless of the income gruest state of beauty that is to the oppressed. So these models of beauty are desperately adopted at all costs. Mental slavery created an inability to make reference to self, so that in both the contemporary and historical context identity, even those under the banner of liberation are corrupted and sit upon the very platform of the oppressors for the benefit of the oppression. So the liberation within the structures that created the African or other is therefore relative and it's not absolute. So the discourse of post-traumatic slavery syndrome, popularized by Joy Leary, is part of the study of mental slavery. The study looked for biological connectivity to the genetic ancestors of African people and the study reports on the patterns in these humans' behavior, which include economics, socialization, formal and informal relationships, ideology, work ethos, and all other related areas of people activity. When you show a mental slave freedom, they're more likely to turn and attack you for disturbing their paradise. Liberation is their chain, and liberators, their enemies. Alik Shahada said that, right? So inhumanity, the most violent product of chattel slavery is mental slavery. It expresses itself by creating, among other things, dependency and an inferiority complex. It infects every concept from notions of beauties, values, and even the pretense of renting over the prospect of buying. Many Africans globally, especially in areas heavily influenced by European domination, continue to wear the wealth on the outside. What we mean? Shoes, clothes, cars, jewelry. While other groups wear their money on the inside. Educational development first. Yeah, I know that just went over a lot of people's heads right there, man. While influence, other areas heavily influenced by European domination continue to wear their wealth on the outside. While other groups wear their money on the inside. And you got to think, educational development first. Mental slavery also impacts African discernment, because the failure to know oneself also means failure to identify self-interest. It is often in this confused state that offense of oppression cannot be located in the minds of the mental slave. It is no wonder they are given to attack the seat of their own liberation for issues. What I hate is ignorance, smallness of imagination. The eye that sees no further than its own lashes. All things are possible. Who you are is limited only by who you think you are. And that came out of the book of Coming Forth by Day. What I hate is ignorance, smallness of imagination. The eye that sees no further than its own lashes. All things are possible. Who you are is limited only by who you think you are. So let me go ahead, man. I got to get y'all thoughts, man, and views on. I know I covered a lot, man, but what is some of y'all thoughts on, like with Alika Shahada said, when you show a mental slave freedom, they're more likely to turn and attack you for disturbing their paradise. Liberation is their chain, and the liberators is their enemies. And to relate it to, like, what we talking about is this, you know, what they call woke brothers and stuff like that. When you approach people, in, you know, us, do people still to this day, if you could be on your facts, you could be on your game, on your knowledge, you 100K with it, right? Is it still common? Still common for people, the percentage of people to more likely go against what you saying than to go to agree and then go search their own knowledge of it. Anyone, you know, either one of y'all, whichever one y'all want to, you know what I mean, touch on that, man, y'all can't. Because I know for me, it more people choose to go against it than even taking the time to sit down and go do the research, to go get the knowledge, to go get the information for themselves and make an educated decision on the subject matter. You know what I mean? I know when I try to talk to certain people about things, just say like, you know what I mean, killing each other for nothing. Yeah, that's what they say, go in one ear, out the other ear. That's because them mental chains, man, they strong. They strong, and rather look at a way that's different, you retreat back to them chains, because it's easy to stay inside them chains, and it's harder to break them in a chain.
Yes, that's like the whole black seed of the family type seed. You can't be different, bro.
Yeah.
Or they going to get on your ass. It's point blank, period. It's easier to be with the in crowd. That is what it is. You stick within crime and be the same like everybody else, and you be good the rest of your life. Don't be different.
I mean, prime example is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of young African American men. You think like if you go back to like, you know, the 80s, you know, the 90s, you know what I'm saying? You know, the vision, especially in our communities, black communities, you know what I'm saying? They divide and conquer, you know what I mean? And it's an ongoing trend that been set since, you know, the 60s, late 60s, 70s, you know. They separate us, you know, gangs, drugs, you know what I mean? They glorify the negative. And the narrative is keep us divided, man. Like, as long as we divided, we'll never stand.
And if
we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for anything. And guess what, man? We falling for anything.
And I'm going to keep it 100K, man. We can go personal. I just put it out there. It's like, for a long time, man, I was seeing people for over a year talking about unity this and unity that and coming together this, coming together that. And although, like I was telling folks, man, it's good for social media. It's good to get the rah-rah-rahs going, right? But to be really about that, man, you're going to have to step outside of that enslaved mentality to be able to, I said enslaved mentality, to be able to bring people together and unite it. But the same people that were screaming that, is the same type of people. Like I said, I go personal because y'all know I keep it 100K, man, and it helps for the example because I got to speak on something that I know. So the same people that was hollering about unity, right, is the same type of people that are never involved, say, us in our platform, not because whatever it is, because they're not really about the unity shit that they be saying. Because what does that do? That gives somebody and some people, a group of people, a team, man, a nation that's already jerking, that give them more fires to throw on the log, so they're going to be more jerking. We can't have that. Right. They can't jerk harder than us. Enslavement,
right.
Mental enslavement.
But
mental enslavement.
Enough.
And when you go to different places, you can go to some places, and you'll see them, like, say, do an event, right? Or say have something going on at the park or something like that, they'll contact they local media resources, people that's in the community doing things. You'll see podcasts there, radio shows there. You'll see, you know what I mean? You'll see a little bit of everybody there. You can't achieve that unity that people be talking about. I just had to throw this out there. Still being a mental slave, man. Because when you bring people together, you got to be okay with watching the people that you bring together or that you help bring together. You got to be okay with watching them shine in that moment.
Right. But we ain't okay with that.
Come on.
As a people, we're not okay with that.
Right.
See, I'm going to tell you what's crazy for me. What's crazy for me is growing up as a kid, watching, you know what I'm saying, certain family members sell drugs and whatnot. I just remember, man, watching my cousin them shut down certain sections of the hood, man, and open it up to the, you know, to the small timers, you know what I'm saying? So they can eat too, you know what I mean? But right now, you're not gonna find that over. I feel like you stepping on their toes, bro. You got a whole problem out here. And guess what they're gonna react to? Squeezing that trigger, packing that rod. But guess what, though? That ain't the ride that kept motherfuckers in line back in the day. The ride that kept us in line back in the day was your mama, your daddy on your ass with that belt or that switch, you know what I'm saying, or whatever was close to them at the time. You know what I mean? As a people, African-American people, bro, we've become so jealous of each other because of media, social media, you know what I'm saying, and the different outlets that we have now that make us so against one another that it don't even make no sense. Like, I can't even understand gang banging no more because a lot of these little fellas ain't even been quoted on. They just walked on and said they claim the set.
And see, this is the reason why. this, and this is not knocking nobody's profession, but yeah, go ahead, Femo. I feel you on that.
You know, they don't. We don't know if they solid or if they, you know what I'm saying, or if they just infiltrating, just, you know what I'm saying. But one thing we do know for sure is that most of them is perpetrating the fraud. We know that for a fact. Why, though? Because they've been in slack, because that's what the media have been teaching them.
That's what they've been feeding them.
But prime example is back in the 90s, most of the hip-hop artists then, they was Crips. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take Snoop Dogg and all the, you know, most of them was Crips. You didn't really hear too much about Blood. Then Lil Wayne came, you know. And now it's Who Whoop This and Who Whoop That, which, I mean, that's fine and dandy if you upholding the code of the street. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about the new code. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the old code. You know what I'm talking about? Where it didn't make no difference where you was from. If you was getting money, y'all was getting money together. It didn't make no difference if you was Bloods or Crips. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
yeah.
Now it's
that's the old code.
Now we got the 80s and the 90s replaying itself again in 2021.
Yep.
You know. But
it's real.
If you go back,
and mental slavery just grew. We was at a point where we was breaking through a lot, man, and a lot of people, like I said, at the time when people was what they call becoming woke, man, and that's why I stood up against, man, people doubting people who they consider woke, all them woke brothers, all them woke sisters. Our own people shed so much negativity on that. You don't even hear people really say that no more, man, because the mental enslavement, oh, this person think they know this or this. Nah, man. But now look at it. We needed to not glorify these people, man, but we should have got behind some of these people, us and others and different other people that we don't even know that was those people that they considered woke people. Because a lot of them.
They didn't want the backlash that come with standing up for what's right, Famo.
Exactly.
You know, when you stand up for what's right and you put yourself on the front street, man, you got to be prepared for what's coming. Because they ain't just going to let you out here, man, standing up, speaking no truth, and there not be no consequences and repercussions. Why? Because that's the way that governments and the media got, you know what I'm saying, got society playing. You know?
Yep.
When you stand up on a public platform to speak about something that people are oblivious to, they're going to figure out how to get rid of you. I mean, come on, man. Look at Dr. King. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy that, you know, Harriet Tubman, she had enough insight and intellect to understand that it's always a way out. So she created the Underground Railroad. Martin Luther King came behind us, standing up with, the, you know what I'm saying, behind the same dream to free the people, you know.
And when you touch that with Harriet, you know, when they dropped that Harriet movie, it was so many blacks, man, that was offended by that movie, right? They was offended, and it was research done, man. It was a lot of blacks that was offended by that movie. But my question, just like a lot of other people's questions, because, hey, my mind ain't trapped like that. So, you know, I do a lot of thinking outside the box, man, and I have a free mind. So my thing was, okay, but how often do you sit and watch real independent conscious films from black people? And we ain't talking about just the ones that make it to the big time. We're talking about, you know, what you would call your low budget or your lower budget movies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can be offended by that story and that portrayal, how she was portrayed in that, do you even support black films for real? Or do you support what they put in your face and show you to support, tell you to support that mental enslavement? Come on, man. We talking too real.
If it ain't on the silver screen, they don't want to see it.
So look how many black movie makers it is. And this ain't a we ain't black or white thing. This is going on to the context of what we talking about on this topic. So if it's touchy for you, hey, man, it is what it is, because that's what was created. All right. So it's a lot of black independent filmmakers out there. It's a lot of we gonna start going by with the first presidents and they was going by. If you got a drop, they said, if you got a drop of black blood in you, you're black, right? That's what they said in the beginning, so that's what we gonna roll with. So for all those that got a drop of black blood in them, hey, you're black. Welcome to the team. You know what I mean? Appreciate you. We're nonviolent over here. You know, no confrontation, you know what I mean? But yes, we got to, but it's all love, man. It's all love for everybody over here. So welcome to the team. Welcome to the family. But look how many movie, film, independent black movie producers and movie film directors that it is out there, that movies don't ever make it to that silver screen, don't ever make it to the big time, right? People be talking all of this type of stuff, but I guarantee you they can't name you 50 of those type of films. And I'm going to tell you, Maverick, shout out to Maverick, because Maverick's got a lot of those type films.
Uh-huh.
Lot of them. You did? But, like you said, though, man, the whole mental enslavement, man, is real. It's still here. It ain't gone nowhere, man. It ain't gone nowhere, right? So just think about it like this. Myopic thinking is a vestige of slavery. It's no enslaved African had the luxury for over 300 years of even thinking beyond that moment, right? But today, a flashy car, what that get you? Instant gratification. It takes the place, they think is it takes the place of any long-term wealth, like owning a house. The need to sate the superficial is not exclusively created by mental enslavement, but it is heavily argumented that that is the reason why we do certain things like be renting, but go out and we purchase a high expensive dollar car instead of into something ownership, right? So investment in education, it was futile in slavery, and it's still this legacy continues. So mental slavery also impacts most of all value of self, value in seeing our history stories. How else can you explain why, say, like Jewish stories and film and print is everywhere in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the story of say, like Africa is rarely really told. And when it's told, it's at the hands of, like, you know who, old media. So Africans are so many confused that they are active agents of whitewashing and escaping from slavery, that they would state, I am sick of hearing about slavery. The past is the past. Come on, man. Ain't that what they say now, Femo?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to talk about history because they say, what, man, the past is the past. They don't like, even our own people don't even like talking about history.
How you keep bringing up the past?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We ain't dealing with the problem. We just trying to forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's their viewpoint, you know?
Yep. That's real shit, man. And you know, man, we got 30 seconds. So, man, Femo, Jack the Official, man. Y'all been tuned in. Y'all heard Jack the Official, man. Great topic, man. Shouts out to Night Train the Brand as well, man. Jack the Official on my own team. Femo Nation, Jerk King, Chop on the Radio, man. Y'all already know. It's jerking that way, the real way with us, man. And y'all stay tuned, man, because we're going to have a lot of different topics that we're touching on. Like I said, it ain't all just about music, man. We got the platform, so we do try to inform as well, man. Well, so we're going to get up out of here, Femo, man. So anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Hey, man, mental enslavement, man, it is a plague, just like the COVID. So get
That's
it
real.
Together, man. Hey, look, literally, get your mind out the gutter.
That's real. That's real. Well, man, check this out, man. We might be coming back on tonight doing the late show, man. Y'all know we got to get that late night mix in, man. So until next time, man, Jag the Official, Famo checking in with us, man. It's the Mr. Baby. Just being back to business 11, man. We out.